Boris hires policy advisor who backs legalizing recreational cannabis. By Jack Montgomery on August 3, 2019. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has hired a policy advisor from the Centre for Medicinal Cannabis who wants to legalize the drug for recreational use. Blair Gibbs, policy lead at the centre, which according to BuzzFeed News is actually the industry body for businesses and corporations which profit from legal medicinal cannabis and cannabidiol products, a lobby sometimes described as big dope by critics, recently praised Canada's plan to legalize cannabis as a rare example of bold policy and good government. When the UK gets round to legislating to regulate a legal market for recreational cannabis, it will need to learn from other models but also devise one that fits its own culture and institutions best. He tweeted as recently as July 9, citing the neoliberal Adam Smith Institute, appearing to indicate that he regards legalization as something of an inevitability. Despite mounting evidence of a clear link between the drug and serious mental illness and possibly reproductive health issues, including testicular cancer. "We can agree on something," tweeted Labour's David Lammy MP, a former minister and one of Britain's leading proponents of racial identity politics, in response to the news. "But will you wipe the criminal records clean of hundreds of thousands of working class and black and brown kids who smoked weed like you did but ended up with criminal records, not a posh job in Downing Street?" he jeered. Peter Hitchens, the Mail on Sunday columnist and author of The War We Never Fought, who is arguably Britain's leading voice against cannabis legalization, may share some common ground with Lammy insofar as he believes drug laws should be applied more evenly, although he favors an approach which is perhaps more robust than the Labour politician would like, having recently contended that we should arrest many, many more rich white people for drug possession. "I'm an equal opportunity prohibitionist." Hitchens, as the title of his aforementioned book would suggest, does not believe that drug abusers are being convicted of simple possession in large numbers, with most being dealt with through so-called cannabis warnings, which amount to little more than an informal verbal ticking off from police, or on-the-spot penalty notice for disorder, PND, fines, neither of which result in a criminal record. It may also be the case that a number of those convicted for possession were initially investigated for supply, but agreed to plead guilty to the lesser charge as part of a plea deal in order to spare the courts the expense of a full trial. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.